It's 8:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Colorado Springs yesterday to protest the Trump administration's decision to roll back the program known as DACA and provide certain legal protections to people who enter the country illegally as children. DACA supporters chanted and marched to the office of Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Meantime, Gardner announced yesterday that he's co-sponsoring related immigration legislation along with fellow Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat. Leaders from Denver's Rhino District are coming to Colorado Springs to talk about their experiences in creating and maintaining that urban creative district. The talk comes as part of the Colorado Springs Downtown Partnership's City Center series, which focuses on planning and design in a changing city. Claire Swinford of the Downtown Partnership says Denver and the River North Art District, or Rhino District, are seeing challenges Colorado Springs could see in years to come, and she calls artists the canaries in the coal mine.
We know our local artists and creatives are already worried about how that real estate boom and those housing prices are going to affect them. So let's give our community the chance to talk it out among themselves so we can hopefully start the conversation on how creatives can advocate for themselves as this problem sort of moves further down the pike.
The talk starts at 6 at the Cornerstone Arts Center. And just a note, the Downtown Partnership is a 91.5 KRCC underwriter, and the City Center series is presented in partnership with Colorado College, which is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. This is 91.5 KRCC News.